This is American Fashion Podcast. I'm Charles Beckwith, and I've got a couple of updates here, some pretty bad news and some optimistic. In May, I will be at the Copenhagen Fashion Summit in Denmark. If anybody listening knows somebody that I should talk to while I'm over there, I'm looking to interview interesting sustainability leaders and people who are kind of changing the game globally. It's the 10th anniversary of the Copenhagen Fashion Summit, but I've never gone, and so I'm pretty excited to be over there and meeting all these people that we hear about quite a bit in that realm of ethical, responsible, sustainable fashion that I don't get to connect with because they're in London or they're in Paris or they're in Italy or they're in China. A lot of people are flying into Copenhagen for this. Also, if anybody's interested in advertising on this program, we're offering a big discount if you're going to help us sponsor the trip. In either case, whether you want to connect with me about doing interviews over there, or if you're interested in sponsoring, we are info@AmericanFashionPodcast.com. I will also be probably in Paris and definitely in Florence during the same trip. So I'm looking to connect with people who want to talk about the things we usually talk about on this show. And if that's you, send us an email, info@AmericanFashionPodcast.com. I am here in shock, reading an announcement on the front page of the Brooklyn Fashion and Design Accelerator's website. This is says Pratt Institute's five-year experiment in changing an industry moves on. This is a bizarre announcement. Nobody has talked about the BFDA closing at the end of a five-year run. The announcement says, after 5 years of experimentation and leadership in sustainable fashion practices, research, and entrepreneurship, the Brooklyn Fashion and Design Accelerator, BFDA, will be shutting its doors on June 30th. Pratt Institute plans to integrate many of the lessons learned from the BFDA into the curriculum and student experience at Pratt. Wow. So this is just a major shock because the BFDA has been a big part of the independent fashion community here in New York City, and it's been a huge part of it's been a center for people's efforts in driving ethical, responsible, sustainable fashion, and its loss will be definitely felt. There are going to be major repercussions for this. They just got grants. They just got new equipment. I'm not sure that anybody at the BFDA knew this was coming, at least not up until maybe the last couple of weeks. I was certainly shocked by it, and I know quite a few people who work over there, and this is bizarre. I know they had an administration change in the last year, and maybe some support for this went away inside of Pratt. I don't know. I don't know who's going to step up, how the slack will be picked up here, because that's been really a big center, a big driver of things getting done in terms of ethical fashion here in New York City. Another kind of downer news, the Accessories Council put out this bulletin. This is from Accessories Council President and CEO Karen Guybrandsen. There's a lot going on right now politically that could impact our businesses. Please note the following updates. And there's this possible sudden ban in New York City on hair on leather and then rabbit skin and shearling, and this would impact things like makeup brushes or paint rollers, and then all the fashion items. There's also similar proposed legislation in New York State, and as Karen points out here in this thing, whatever your moral stance is on using animals as products, to suddenly shut down what businesses run on without some sort of transition period is not a good idea. Businesses are built on predictability, and you can't just, well, you can, but not without destruction. You can't just take away the material that a business relies on. Some businesses rely entirely on these things. So hopefully the city and the state take a breath here and make sure that there's a good transition period. San Francisco already passed a law banning the sale of fur. Los Angeles will have a ban going into place in 2021. China looks like it's in flux from what she has written here. They just don't know what's going on with the trade discussions with China right now. So really a lot of manufacturing questions for a lot of people here. Whether you're bringing in finished goods or you're bringing in raw materials to work with here in New York City. Yeah, big question marks. Also, Turkey and India, there is proposed tariffs, and both the Accessories Council and the American Apparel and Footwear Association, along with 25 other organizations, have submitted an appeal for a delay on the tariffs with India because India just had a change in government and they're not prepared to come to a negotiating table. They're still, you know, figuring out what office they're going to be in. So that's a pretty big concern. There's also proposed tariffs on things coming from the EU. So if these things are going to impact you, you may want to be on the Accessories Council's newsletter. Accessoriescouncil.org is their website. And I'll have all of the website links in the show notes for this episode. On a slightly more positive note, the New York City Fair Trade Coalition is having their Global Fest on April 26th at 6 p.m. That's going to be at LIM College on 45th Street. NYCFairTradeCoalition.org is their website. The New York City Fair Trade Coalition, it's all volunteer. It's a grassroots organization. And they promote fair trade businesses and retailers in New York City. And it's a really good organization to be involved with because you meet people who are doing things like ethical fashion or, you know, there are people there who build websites and they do all this stuff. And it's good to go and kind of be part of that community because it connects you to a lot of things. I think it's only $100 to be a member for a year and you get a little profile on the NYCFairTradeCoalition.org website for you and your business as part of that. So their Global Fest is, it's got an open bar, live music, hors d'oeuvres, and it's going to have a little fashion presentation, an art installation, and they're giving out some awards. So it's going to be a fun little community event. Again, April 26th at 6 p.m., and the website for more information is NYCFairTradeCoalition.org. And once again, I will be in Copenhagen on May 15th and 16th, and then I will be in Paris and Florence. So if you want to connect with American Fashion Podcast about doing an interview or maybe showing me a factory or something, info@AmericanFashionPodcast.com is our email address. This episode has been a little bit of a departure from our usual interviews. And if you like it, let us know. If you don't like it, let us know. Again, info@AmericanFashionPodcast.com is our email. We're also on Twitter @AFPOD and on Instagram @AmericanFashionShow. Also, if you're listening to an episode and loving it, take a screenshot, post it on Instagram, tag us. We like to know and we like to have more people aware that we exist. Thanks. To get on the guest list for our live events, go to AmericanFashionPodcast.com and look for the live shows link. AFPOD, AFPOD, is our Twitter handle, and I personally am fashion tech guru on just about everything. On Instagram, we are @AmericanFashionShow. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, there's a Be a Guest form on the AmericanFashionPodcast.com website. For comments, our voicemail line is 646-979-8709. Or email info@AmericanFashionPodcast.com. American Fashion Podcast is produced by Mouth Media Network, which holds the copyright to this and other episodes of the series, all rights reserved. Subsist, friends. Keep making things beautiful. I'm Charles Beckwith, and we'll talk to you again next week.